January 4, 2016, Dakota County Board of Corrections at 3 p.m., Dakota County Board of Equalization at 3:01, and Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02 p.m.
Well, the meetings are over.
You don't want to call the Board of Corrections meeting in order, please. Will you please stand up and join the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review by all citizens and attendees. Item number one, reorganization. Nomination for the chairperson of the Board of Corrections.
I would move to nominate Scott Love, and in that motion I'd also move that nomination cease and cast unanimous ballot for Scott.
Okay.
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Brody to nominate Commissioner Bousquet to
be the... Love.
Excuse me.
I like where he was going with that, though. It sounded good.
What a correction.
What's going to happen?
Seconded by Bousquet. Call roll, please. Sorry. Sorry,
Love.
Mr. Bousquet.
Love.
Sustained.
Bousquet?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Your chair. All right. I'll take over on item B. We need a nomination for the vice chair. Anybody going to be vice chair? Anyone? Anyone?
You won't miss
me. I'd like to nominate Bill Rohde for the vice chair.
Unanimous ballot,
and
so moved.
Yes, unanimous ballot. Yeah. Sorry.
Bousquet?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Rohde?
Upstein.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to number two here, consent agenda items, I guess, here. A, we're going to approve a previous minutes of December 7th, 2015. And then on B, we are going to approve the dates and time of regular corrections meetings as monthly, starting from today at 3:01 p.m., with the meetings being held on Monday or Tuesday if Monday falls on a holiday. The chair reserves the right to make exceptions for unforeseen circumstances. And we're going to note that the board approved to dissolve the Board of Corrections effective June 30th of 2016. And C, we got approved posting the board's agenda at the website of www.dakotacountyne.org, the county's website. So I need a motion on the consent agenda items.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Second.
Okay, Rick and Dick, call roll, please.
McNair?
Yeah.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
New business, Sheriff Kleinberg, the jail report.
I gave you, did I forget you one, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an updated copy. Right, I went ahead and put in last year's comparison. Chairman Rohde asked me to put that in the report, and that's down here in the writing. If you can read it, it just describes where we was at last year in the budget. We was at 55% total spent, and this year we're at 44% total spent. So we're a little under budget, which is a good thing. 5 inmates still haven't sat down with the marshals yet. On federal counties, 86. We're still averaging about 7 to 8 federal inmates a month here. There's something in here I really wanted to tell you guys. Oh, the December cost is going up to $68 now. So, and we haven't had to house anybody in D&E. Since I've been here, we haven't had any There's something else significant in that, and I forgot my train of thought here. Have you guys got any questions about this report? Or
that's the lowest I've ever seen our juvenile.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is. Kim might be able to explain that.
That's a great thing.
Probation has some new rules, and they have had for a while with regard to keeping.
Yeah, I think we're going to start seeing that now.
Good deal.
Also, on that note, we did speak with probation offices trying to help us as a corrections board do our transports for probation. So we'll utilize one of the vans. I know something I've been working on for a couple years now. I did get another email here about 2 weeks ago from
Bob Denton,
correct. And he has forwarded that on to the senators and some other folks. So right now they don't contract with counties. They contract with private. So we're hoping to maybe get a contract to start doing those juvenile transports. I think it'll help us quite a bit in cost of juvenile transports in surrounding counties. So hoping that the corrections board would be okay with that if I did get something like that worked out.
Yeah. I think the move for Commissioner Rody to ask you about the percentage of the budget comparison from last year to this year, that makes sense. That's a big gap between 55 and 44, isn't it?
Yeah, those are good numbers.
Those are good numbers.
Well, I'm surprised at that, to be honest with you, because we've fixed some stuff in the jail, and actually it probably should. But that's what it says, so I got to trust my bookkeeper, right?
Well, that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Okay. Anything else for Chris? If not, thank you.
All right.
Good report. Thank you. Now we'll go to four to correction. Is there any corrections committee reports? If none, we'll go to mail or emergency business. If none, public comment. I will never do that again, but I had to. Okay. Any public comment? If not, meeting adjourned, and I'm going to turn it over to Rick for the Board of Equalization.
Hey, I'm laughing with you, Tony.
Okay, we're going to call the Dakota County Board of Equalization to order, and there's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act that's posted near the entrance for everyone that's present to view. We're going to go to item number one, reorganization nominations for chairperson.
Let's call roll first.
Oh, got to call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Rody?
Yes. And we'll move on to item number one, which is A, is nominations for chairperson for equalization.
I'd like to nominate Rick Busquets for the nomination seats and cast an anonymous ballot for the chair.
Second.
We got a motion by Tony Gomez for a unanimous ballot for a chairperson, and a second by Bill Rody. Dylan, would you call roll, please?
Love?
Yes.
Bosque?
Abstain.
McNair?
Yes.
Rody?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go along for nominations for vice chair. I'd nominate Bill Rody. No?
I think Tony.
Tony, vice chair.
Looking at the vice chair.
Rody, do a better job.
You do so well. Well, he's already fulfilled the position.
Yeah,
so
yeah, he's got to be at the same time. I'll nominate Tony for vice chair.
There you go.
I'll second that. We have a second by Dick McNair. You want to call roll, Joan?
Bosque?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Rody?
Yes.
Gomez?
Abstain.
Love?
Yes.
Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes for October 26, 2015. Approve a time of the Board of Equalization meetings to meet at 3 p.m. Meetings will be held as required and held on Monday and Tuesday if Monday falls on holiday. Chair reserves the right to make exceptions for unforeseen circumstances and approve postings the board's agenda at www.dakotacounty.net.org, Dakota County website.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
Second it.
Got a motion by Bill Rody on the consent agenda items and a second by Tony Gomez. Want to call chair? Or
McNair?
Call.
Yes.
Rody?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes. New business, Jeff Curry, assessor, asking the board to approve or not approve a role correction for the 2014 exempt status for the Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District. Jeff?
Yep, thank you. There are two parcels involved, and this is right on the kind of the south end of Cramper Lake. And somehow these here two parcels, when the lake was originally going in, they were under a lease agreement, so it was still being farmed. The only thing that really inhibited them was where they put that back road in, so we had left it on the books. And then in 14, they actually, with the extra, well, 13 and 14, with the extra rain, when it started to fill up, it actually came off of the lease. Technically, the NRD is required to give, actually, any political or governmental subdivisions is required by statute to give to the assessor's office. They're supposed to give us a list of anything that would have a lease associated with it, so we know what should be on the books and what shouldn't. They had somebody retire and somebody else take it over, so they kind of missed it. We missed it. We should have picked up on it anyway because it's an NRD parcel, and they're going to be exempt. So I talked to Terry Schumacher there at the NRD, and he asked me to bring this before the board to have the 14 payable and 15 exempted. I already took care of 15 payable and 16. So the dollar amounts we'd be looking at for the two, they're both 40-acre parcels, roughly. So if the board did approve to let them be exempt, to put them back as exempt parcels for 14 payable and 15, the first parcel would be $2,549.98, and the second parcel was $2,237.36. So we have a total of $4,787.34 that would come back off. And I believe they did. When I talked to him, I told him, make sure you pay. Otherwise, there's penalties involved and things like that. So when he brought it to my attention, I said, just make sure you pay up. And then the board will make a ruling either way on them.
Any questions for Jeff?
Your recommendation is exempt, I'm sure.
I'm going to recommend exempt, and it's because not all of the political subdivisions have been very good about that statute, letting us know where the leases are. So if I get sticky and I hold them to it, I'm kind of not doing it. It's not fair. So I think one of the improvements the assessor's office is going to make is we're going to start sending a reminder letter out to all the governmental subdivisions at the end of the previous so they know
okay.
You need to get this out. Otherwise, technically by statute, I can put all the property on the books, and then they're going to have to come in and appeal every one of them. For an organization like South Sioux, that's about 146 parcels. So that's a lot of time for everybody to mess. It's just easier for them to let us know. So I would recommend exempt based on really that.
I would move to go with the assessor's recommendation as exempt the Papio Missouri River.
Second.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde to exempt the Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District, and a second by Scott Love. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeff, you're up again. Assessor to discuss the 451 permissive exempt waiver process.
Yeah, thank you. I was hoping we'd get some of these caught up today in the mail. Basically, we're in a year divisible by four. So like last year's permissive exempts, we did the form 451A, which is just a reaffirmation. The board 4 years previous to that had already approved them to be exempt, to be permissively exempt. So this year we're going to start that process over. So when I bring them in, the board actually has to rule the Board of Equal on each and every permissive exempt. So I've been going through, and the state let me know, I think one of the audits that they're going to be going through this year is a permissive exempts.
Jeff, you want to explain that permissive exempt to me?
Permissive exempt is a little bit different than like a political or governmental sub, like the county's exempt, the school's exempt, the city's exempt. Permissive is three types. You're either going to be a charitable organization, an educational organization, or a religious organization.
So churches, like
yeah,
kind of
and cemeteries. But then cemeteries don't have to go through all the hoops, but cemeteries are also categorized underneath that as well.
Okay.
So these are churches, Legion Halls primarily are two of the bigger ones that we have that actually apply. Goodwill Industries is another one.
Okay. That. Okay.
So this year is a year divisible by four, so we're going through the statutes to make sure we get it all done right, understanding that I think they're going to want to do an audit this year on it. So when we were looking at it, their deadline is supposed to, they're supposed to be in by December 31st or postmarked by December 31st. As it sits right now today, January 4th, we're still missing seven parcels by three different owners that are not turned in. So technically, according to the statute and the regs, I can't give you guys a recommendation on it until these parties actually present in writing to the board a letter asking for waiver of why they didn't get it turned in by December 31st.
And do you notify them that they're...
Yeah, what we do is by December 1st, and we did it this year, we send a letter and the form to every organization. And then last week, usually the week before... Whoever hasn't turned in on that list, we actually make phone calls, and we'll call around and talk to, and if we get a hold of them, we talk to them and remind them again, tell them to get them in, or, you know, or at least postmark by December 31st. With the holidays, if they wait to the last minute, it gets kind of tricky, but the postmark's the key thing. So they receive a letter, and they get a phone call to do it. And on the form itself, the instructions on the back clearly lay out the dates that it's due by, what happens if they're not turned in, and those things. So as it sits right now, everybody's in but those, and it's and one of them I think is just going to come off the books. They used to call themselves Highway. They're in Homer.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I don't think they came in last year either. So we're just thinking they're not going to show up. We do have...
Are they still going, Bill?
Yeah, they are.
Or yeah, so this will be
what is it? What kind of organization is that? Highway is it?
It's kind of, they kind of watch kids after school,
yeah,
place for kids to go.
Yeah.
Different functions in the city there, and they are, my daughter's on that committee, so
yeah,
I know they're active in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are, okay. Because we
tour her home thing here about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and they've always qualified under as a charitable organization. I don't think they charge to help out with after hours. They just do different things.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit.
So it was a kind of a nonprofit entity, and they didn't get in. Prairie Haven is a low income housing unit in South Sioux. There, they didn't get in. And then the Wall Street Mission with the camp, there's like three or four parcels there. They haven't gotten in yet. And one church, the Centro Cristiano Nueva Esperanza, and it has two parcels. And they've been exempt every year for that last cycle. Or every year for the last four-year cycle. So as it sits now, depending on where they're mailing it from, I doubt that they're going to have that date. So when they come in, just so you guys know, I don't think on the reaffirmation years we've ever done this before, had them actually come before the board, either in writing or in person, and try to get a waiver on it. So these folks, I anticipate, like I said, unless when we get the mail tomorrow, they're all postmarked, right? But after tomorrow, I'd say they're pretty much going to be out.
I wouldn't be surprised the way the postal is working right now. That it can be postmarked on the 31st, and you might get it 10 days from now. Right?
Yeah, and I hope it does. Right. It makes it easier for all of us if that's the
right
case. Which is why we send a letter and we make the phone call. We just assume, because with a permissive exempt, there's a penalty automatically. After the December 31st date, they get the penalty, and there's nothing in the law that allows us to waive this penalty. So they're already going to hit a 10% penalty right off the bat. So that will be facing them too, which just complicates the process a little bit for us. So that's going to be a different.
What's the board
want
to
do?
No
action on it.
No action.
Just informational then.
Yeah, this will be.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Well, you've done everything you can do. On that,
so. Yeah, we, like I said, we make the phone call. We put, you know, we send the letters out. We send them the actual form too, just to help. So they can get them online.
I think what happens is these smaller organizations, they pass the torch to someone else,
right,
and they're not aware of what they need to do. And
what it
that's
is.
That's probably sitting there somewhere, not unopened that year, but I'll talk to the people at home.
Excellent.
Give them a heads up.
Yeah, and then we'll just get it scheduled for a BLE meeting when they come in for you guys to make a ruling on it. Because once you guys make your ruling, if you want me to give you an opinion on it, then you just say, yes, it's okay that they were late. Penalty still applies, but then I can fill the paperwork out and bring it before the board.
All right. Thank you. Miscellaneous? Any miscellaneous? Commissioners Committee reports, mail and emergency business, public comment. Okay, I'm going to hand over the deal to Tony.
Okay, I'm going to call the Board of Commissioners meeting in order since we already did the Pledge of Allegiance. We need a call roll, please.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Olstay?
Yes.
McNamara?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, everybody see you. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Item number one, reorganization. Nomination for the chair, 23-156. We need to nominate a chair for the board.
I would move to nominate.
Are
Scott
you sure?
Oh, I've thought about this quite a while. Yeah.
I was going to nominate Bill.
I'll second
Bill's nomination.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Oh, it's an honor.
Motion by Commissioner Rohde and seconded by Commissioner Ruskett to nominate Scott for the next chairperson of the board. So call roll, please.
Love?
Yes. No.
Abstain.
McNair.
Yes.
Boskay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes. Now talk slow so that the recorder.
You all
do I talk fast?
Well, I want to make the last comment for.
I can't wait for this last comment. All right.
The county spent a good bundle of money for this church that we give it to you, and nobody bring those chairs to the meetings except for Rick and myself. So why is that?
I actually forgot.
Oh, you forgot?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It won't happen again.
It's not true. Those chairs have been given by Commissioner Love. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I will recommend it myself that we start wearing when we come to the meetings. I think it'd be nice. Please.
Does yours fit you, Dick?
Scott?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
Bless you.
Did a good job.
Thanks, Tony, for everything you've done for the last year.
Big shoes to fill there.
Oh, buddy. Huge.
Good luck, Scott.
Yeah, I'm going to need the luck, probably.
Thank you, Rick.
Tony, one thing, you're going to get fatter because I think there's a bunch of candy in the drawer.
I'm going to clean that drawer out before I'm done today. Okay, well, let's move on here. I want to keep going because I'm going to get emotional here. So I want to keep rolling. So let's go to item B. We need to nominate for a vice chair.
I would like to nominate Bill Rohde for vice chair.
Second it.
And a unanimous ballot.
Yes.
I'm second.
Okay. So we got Rick and Tony. Can we call roll, please, for the vice chair?
Okay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
Rohde.
Abstain.
Gomez.
Yes.
Love.
Yes. Okay, consent agenda items. I'm going to read through all these just so it's for the record at the beginning of the year. So as I get to something, if anybody wants to discuss any item here, just stop me, okay? Okay. We're going to go to A. We're going to approve the approval of the previous minutes, December 21 of 2015. B, approve of payroll claims. Which I know Tony ran over them today, and he said everything was good. C, approval of accounts payable, if any, and there was none. D, renew pop machine agreement between the Dakota County Employee Association and the Dakota County Board of Commissioners. E, we're going to approve and designate the following banks as the depositories for Dakota County, with the maximum deposits being governed by securities pledged by each institution. We've got the First Community Bank of Homer, F&M Bank, South Sioux City. We got First Nebraska Bank of Valley, Iowa Nebraska State Bank of South Sioux City, and Siouxland National Bank of South Sioux City. F, approve the dates and time of the regular commission meeting as a biweekly starting today at 3:02, with each meeting held on Monday or Tuesday if Monday falls on a holiday. The chair reserves the right to make exceptions for uncertain circumstances. Well, I'm having a problem with that word today. G, approve and establish the following 2016 dates for the county holidays. We got January 1, we got New Year's Day, January 18th, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, February 15th is President's Day, May 30th, Memorial Day, July 4th is Independence Day, September 5th, Labor Day, November 11th, Veterans Day, the 24th of November is Thanksgiving Day, and also November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving, and December 26th, Christmas Day. As we know, it's a leap year, so Christmas Day will fall on a Sunday, so we'll have the following Monday off. And then the three personal days for the non-bargaining employees. H, we need to approve and designate the county, Dakota County Star as a legal paper for the county for 2016. I, approve the postings on the agendas at the website of DakotaCountyNE.org. That's the county website. H, approve and adopt the borough policies as adopted on the 19th of 89 and revised January 7th of 02. I, approve and designate the county government day as Wednesday, September 28th of 2016. All right, a few of these we might want to look at next. We got to approve and reappoint the following department heads. Number one, we got Willard Johnson as the Veteran Service Officer. Two, we got Fred Kellogg as the Highway Superintendent and Director of Roads. Three, we got Arnie Malik, Planning and Zoning Administrator. Four, we got Leon Pies, the Weed Superintendent. Five, Deanna Beckman, Emergency Management Director. Six, we got Tim Lambrick, am I saying that right? Appointed to four-year term as county surveyor as of 1/1/15 to 12/31/18. And seven, which a lot is not on there, I don't think, but we added Tiffany Paulson as a health department director. Any questions, concerns on the consent agenda items?
I'll make a motion to reappoint, as mentioned by Scott Love, Chair.
I'll second that.
Okay. Call roll, please.
McNair?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to number three, new business. Sarah Deck, Juvenile Diversion Coordinator, requesting chair to sign the 2016 Nebraska Crime Commission Community-Based Juvenile Services Grant Aid for the following dollar amount of $83,818.
All right, thank you. Yep, I'm here to talk about the 2016 Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid Grant, which is for that $83,818. The match amount is $9,313, which we have allotted as the dollars that we already spend on juvenile detention. So the total project cost is $93,131. The things that we are going to continue, or that we're going to request to continue to do, that we already have been doing, community-based alternatives to detention. So I know earlier when Sheriff Kleinberg was speaking or talking about fewer youth who are in detention, many of those community-based alternatives to detention, such as electronic monitoring, tracking, family support, those contribute to us being able to keep kids out of detention in the community, but still ensure that both kids are safe and the community is safe while they're awaiting whatever it is, court or whatever it is that they're waiting for. We've had the county attorney's office refer 72 youth to diversion, and 63 of those youth did choose to participate in diversion programming. We also were able to, beginning of fall 2015, able to partially fund a school resource officer in the Homer schools for the 2015-2016 school year, and we anticipate we're going to request to be able to do that again this next grant cycle. And that's kind of the global picture of it. And if you have any questions, I should be happy to answer.
Penny?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and we, this is an old drum I'm beating, but I know that that was a deal at one time, and then we kind of took it away. Money's was a situation, and I'm glad it's back. It's a, that is a great mm-hmm. item to have. You agree, Bill?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, it looks great. Any questions for Sarah? I know she does a great job and very active. I appreciate all you do.
Yeah, I'll talk to you a lot of good things here.
Okay. I'll make a motion to for the juvenile grant and the chair to sign.
Second it.
Okay, we got a motion by Rick and a second by Tony. Call roll, please.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
McNeil?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're very
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thanks
Thank
a lot. Okay, moving on to number four, miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent with a road report.
December 20th through January 2nd. Total road maintenance hours, 87. 28 overtime hours. 4 hours of garbage pickup. Snow removal, 189. Gravel hauled, 403 tons. Sign repair, 4 hours, two signs. Jolene was on vacation for 11 days, so there was some road concerns. My documentation isn't near as good as hers. Most of them were just snow removal, ice, that kind of thing. But the grading part is pretty well slowed down.
Well, and I appreciate the guys doing what they've done. I know they had to. You know, there was a time, a moment, that they had to work a lot, some overtime, and beat the pass. And the roads look good. I think you're going to have that ice on those roads. And just so happens, I know that one snow we had, it was just enough where you really couldn't really mess with it. And then we had more snow. We had packed ice, and we had more snow come. And I know we all get our fair share of phone calls.
And there was up at Homer, the new paving, you know. And people don't understand that we can't go out there and throw salt on new concrete right away. And it was kind of one of those catch-22 deals where we had to wait. I think we did come up with some sand and gravel and got it out there.
I did contact the contractor who did the work down there, and he said, go ahead and put salt on it.
Oh, we did.
He says he doesn't think it hurt it. Sioux City does it all the time. So that's what we ended up doing in that situation. But it did get treated yet that day.
Yeah. We're good. Well, that's what we told them we'd get them taken care of. So.
And I did return a call to let her know that it would.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. We're good.
Okay. Anything else for Fred?
No. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Fred. Okay, moving on to B, Leon Pies. To present the weed report and request board's approval for chair to sign report.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I did send out some of these five reports earlier. Hopefully you all received them.
Yep.
And with you board members here last year, it's the same report. I'm basically not going to go through it because I think you want to know what it is. But if you do have any questions tonight, feel free to ask me. Otherwise, I got some goals on here. I'm made new. I had some new challenges, which I make a few changes, hopefully for the better. I don't have much more to say except you're okay. I'm happy with it.
Your equipment, everything up to snuff? Pretty much?
Pretty much right now. You know, with the cold weather and stuff, been doing some part-time work here at the courthouse, but yes, come here as soon as spring hits, so I'm really going to have to look at it. We got the weed truck is outside at this particular moment because we're doing some construction out the county shop, and there's no place to put it. But hopefully, I'll have to play with it and cross that bridge when it comes if we have any problems.
Well, you should do your maintenance in the during this off season, so that it's ready to roll when spring hits. So, can we make accommodations for him to work on it during the day in the shop?
About the only time that we don't have all our equipment's in there, which right now is pretty full.
Uh-huh.
We're planning, to add on. We try to accommodate him anytime he has a problem out there.
But I would think that you'd be able to pull a machine out if there's a daytime,
right.
Pull it out, let him get his stuff in there. But yeah, we don't want no dilemmas coming springtime where, you know, hey, my machine sat out all winter long and I got issues. Yeah, that's the last thing that anybody wants to hear.
Yeah, the only thing I foresee is, you know, is just the regular deer, you know, like the tank, instead of being out in the cold and weather.
Well, it's a good time to go on through.
Check it out.
I know, like we do, we go through and any hoses that might break, nozzles, blow clean screens, you know, have her ready to hit the ground. And because thistles, the minute it warms up, they're ready. They're there.
Well, this thing will be ready.
This isn't your first rodeo.
No,
you've been doing this for a long time, so let's just make sure it's springtime. Yeah. It's just a good summer.
Okay.
Okay, so any other questions? If anybody has any questions, we need approval so we can...
So move to approve that report from Leon Price, attendant of Weed Control.
Second.
Okay, we got Tony and Dick.
And the chair to sign.
And the chair to sign as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, King Jones. Call roll, please.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Leon.
And I'll just get them from Joe after the meeting after you get signed.
Yep, not a problem. Not a problem.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, to the meat and potatoes here. Here we go. Board County Chair to make and appoint members for the employees public to serve on the following boards and working committees. We all have a list of what everybody's been doing. Okay. I think there's going to be just a few changes, I think. How do you guys want to do this? You want to go down to... I think that the American with the Disabilities Act, I think you got McNair and Jensen on there, which... Let me start at the top, first of all. Do you want me to go down through all these, or how you guys want to do it?
I think so.
I
agree with it.
Okay. The Area Aging for Aged Advisory Board. It's a 3-year term to 16. We have Sherry, which obviously Sherry's going to keep doing that, I suppose. And then you got the Area Aging on Aging Governing Board. You got Richard McNair. Okay, you good with that, Richard?
Yeah, I don't make it to every one of them, but I do make it to, you know, at least 90%.
Enough to make yourself presentable?
Yep.
The County Health Board, you got Rick and Richard. You guys both good with that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. We got Bill Engel on the Golden Hills Rod, which I'm sure he's doing a fabulous job. Annie, Nebraska Joint Housing Authority. You got Arnie. Okay. Planning and Zoning, Tony, you good with that?
It's okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And Region 4 Mental Health Board, myself. We'll keep that rolling, I guess. North Star, which is formerly Region 4 Development Disabilities. You got Richard.
Yeah.
You okay with that? You kind of do a two hitter, don't you, when you go over there? Yeah. You both them at the same day.
Right.
So you should.
Yeah.
Okay. RC&D.
Yeah, that's an open. Yeah.
You good with that one?
Yeah,
you like that one?
I go to that one.
Okay. And then you got the Simcoe. You got Wild Bill. You good with that yet?
Yeah.
Okay. The appointed members to serve on the working committees. The Americans with the Disability Act, the ADA, you got McNair and Jensen. The Civil Defense, Joan Spencer. Okay with that, Joan?
Yes.
The Dakota Connections, Tony Gomez.
I really like that group, you know, but I'm missing 3 meetings this year, and Joan attends one. So I would like to be more active, and that's not because I don't want to be there. That's my schedule, not interfere with that, but I'm okay with that. Thanks, Steph.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, the Economical Development, you got Rick Bosquet. Rick, you okay?
Fine.
All right. Dakota County, then you got the Economical, which is...
That's fine.
Yourself again.
Yeah.
Okay, Emergency Closings, you got Kleinberg, Bosquet, and Rohde. Good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, the Finance and Budget, you got Bosquet and myself. Okay. Any changes on that? Anyone? Any takers? Anybody? I know that I love it. I like it. It would be my sixth year doing it. If you guys want to do something different, I don't have an issue with that.
I think you
But I enjoy working with Joan and dealing with all the elected officials and department heads. So, but if somebody wants to step up to the
board,
you know.
Just
leave
it alone.
Yeah. You guys are doing a good job.
You're doing a good job. Leave it the way it is.
Joan does a fabulous job. I would like to be on this one here. I don't know if it even exists, but the Highway 35 Committee. Okay. How many times did you guys met last year?
Oh, too many.
Okay, I figured so. So I don't want on that one. So I got to make the air go.
You want on that one?
Okay. And then we're going to keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful. Dick?
Yeah, that's on there, yeah. Unless you want it.
You're doing a great job. The LEC, Law Enforcement Center. What's that?
He throws out gum wrappers.
Yeah, you don't want me around there. I throw gum wrappers out the window. I fixed that problem, though, after I picked up the ditch. Remember that.
Gum wrappers today, bed springs there.
Yeah, who knows who next week will be. The LEC, the Law Enforcement Center, you got myself, Gomez, and Leonard Gill. I think Leonard's fine. Tony, are you okay?
Oh, yes.
I think that I'd like to stand it because I think we got some unfinished business that we need to attend and take care of, so I would like to stay on that. Legislative, you got Gomez and Sally. Good with that? Merit Commission, what's going to happen after the Board of Corrections? Will we even need that?
We still will for the Sheriff's Office. We're going to combine them. So all the testing and all that stuff will be done all at the same time with the corrections and the Sheriff's Office. So it's up to you guys. I don't know if you need two different ones still.
Well, actually, I took that position in, what, October probably?
Yeah. For the jail.
The jail and sheriff.
Yeah.
But I'd stay on that.
Stay on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Personnel policies, you have. Is it Bosque and myself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any problem staying on there.
Okay. The press committee is Joan and I. I'm assuming this is another term is buildings and grounds, the property and space utilization, which is Rick and I. Okay. Are you okay with that, Rick? I'm down here a lot. I come to the post office. I just poke in here a lot.
You're
so
doing a
I'm
good
kind
job,
of,
my friend.
And I know we're going to have some changes coming up again here with the health department, so I'd like to be involved, yep. If that's okay with everyone.
Yes.
Road committee?
I was on there about 5 years ago. And you guys have done a great job. You got equipment, everything is up to date, and we're in real good shape. But I would like to serve on there again. I enjoyed that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Is that all right?
That's fine. Definitely.
Now, do you want to stay on it, Dick, or you want me to? You want Bill and I to say this is my theory on it. I think somebody from the outside of the city needs to kind of be involved on that. Okay, it's like somebody such as Homer, and then maybe somebody such as from the city area, like myself or Rick,
right.
Or you
that's
know whatever.
Just for a year.
Fine. I've been on it long.
I mean, are you okay with that?
Yeah,
are you good? So
it'd be you and Bill.
If that's all right.
Yeah, that's great.
Is everybody okay with that? Bill and I will. Will serve as a road committee.
Good deal.
And safety committee. Rody and McNair. Any changes there?
Okay. I'm all right with that.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Dick, you're with me in shock on that getting off of that road committee. Are you okay? Are you with us?
Yeah, that's
all
fine.
Right, all right.
No,
all right, all
I've
right.
been on it for 7 years. Take it.
You good?
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
The Storm and Water Advisory Board. You got Bosque. Bosque, your name's on here an awful lot.
It is. It
sure is.
Yeah. Busy guy.
Very active guy.
It meets a couple times a year. So I'm good. For both of them.
Okay, for the both, okay. All right. Transportation. I don't know what that is, they do there.
That takes a lot of time, but I'll be glad to.
Okay.
What is that? Gas bill's high, ain't it?
One more year, I'll do that one.
Okay, and then we got the Veterans Oversight Committee. Richard.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Good? Okay. And then everybody okay with everything there?
Yep.
Any discussion? We're fine. And then whatever this mileage reimbursement,
Well, that moved. That went up, right, John?
Is it 57 and a half now?
No, it went back down.
Oh, it went back down?
For 2016.
What was it, 54 now?
It was like 50 some odd cents.
Yeah, it was 57.
The appointments to the advisors board can technically ask for my reimbursement. That top section there, that's what is for. That little star.
Okay. All right. So then also, I don't know whatever you have, the McGinnery here was appointed to replace the Cuscay in the area of the aging in 6815, whatever that means. But okay, so we got all that squared away. So that's C. All right. D. We got the county board shall make a quarterly visit to the county jail. Okay, now that obviously we know that will take place up until the end of June, correct?
We have to do that today.
Today we got to do that? Okay. All right, so with that, miscellaneous, I guess do I need
I'll make a motion.
Motion for the miscellaneous?
The chair appoints.
Right.
There's no action.
Okay, no action, so we're good there. Okay. All right, well, let's, since we got that squared away, let's go to number five. We got commissioner committee reports. Is there any? No, I wasn't very active. I've been out of town a lot the last month, so I'm sorry I have none to give. But I guarantee next month I will have, because I have a bunch coming up.
The holidays, you know, we don't have anything.
Right.
I don't have anything.
Okay, six, mail and or emergency business. Public comment. Anybody from the public would like to step up? Blake? Anyone? Sally? Anyone? Anyone? No? So are we going to adjourn now, or do we got to go on a jail to? We're going to recess?
Yeah. And then reconvene a
little bit. Okay, all right. Well, do I need a motion to go on a recess? No? We're just going to recess and go to our county quarterly tour, right?
Yep.
Is that fair?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, thank you, sir.
I might need a little assistance on the way, but I'll catch on.
Won't be doing good.
I'll try to tighten me up a little bit.